Welcome to the Ivy Church podcast.
Hello, Ivy Church.
Hello, Ivy Church.
Welcome to Ivy Church.
Jambo, jambo.
Karibuni kanisani, Ivy Church.
Good to see you.
Welcome to Ivy Church.
For more podcasts and information about Ivy Church, go to ivychurch.org.
What a great series this has been for our year of transformation here at Ivy Church. We've been walking through Romans 12 together, looking at the five marks of a disciple and being supernatural followers of Jesus. We've got surrender, being separate from the world, sober self-assessment, serving in love, and a supernatural response to evil. This is the final one in our series, but if you've missed any of the previous talks from Tim, Anthony and Louise, I would so encourage you to go and watch those because they've been brilliant. And now we're going to look at this passage again for the last time. As we walk through each of the five, some of these might feel more comfortable than others. Perhaps one or two you feel less comfortable in, the places that have challenged you over the weeks, the places that sometimes you might want to skip past and skim read, but you know that the Lord's been nudging you. I'm going to share a little bit about my story with you later, but for now, I just ask that you would come with open hearts and minds and hear whatever the Lord wants to say to you today through this passage. So Holy Spirit, we just invite you to come. We want to listen to you. We want to hear you. And we want to dig in, Lord, to the places you want us to dig into. We want to be fully in for you, Lord. So we ask that you come again and help us to have fresh eyes and fresh ears to hear what you want to say. Okay, why don't you open your Bibles at Romans 12? So the passage starts off with this. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. This is the place we start as disciples of Jesus, in full surrender. So I ask you today, have you fully surrendered your whole self to the Lord? Or are there still some places that you're holding back from him? Why don't you ask him to show you today anything that's hidden that he wants to reveal, anything that's holding you back? Next comes being separate from the world. The passage says this, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. Transformation always happens first in the mind, and all of us will need to do this regularly to keep a check on what's in our thoughts, what are our beliefs, what are our perceptions and attitudes, to challenge wrong thinking, old mindsets, and sometimes even maybe deeply ingrained false beliefs. We are called to be different, chosen and set apart for the Lord. We don't fit the pattern of this world. We fit the pattern of the kingdom. But maybe for some of us here, we're still stuck in an old habit, an old behaviour, perhaps an old relationship that's starting to pull you away from God. What's that little niggle that this just doesn't feel right? If that's you today, maybe it's time to break free. Maybe it's time to stop conforming. And then the next is our sober self-assessment. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, though we are many, we form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. Have you taken a sober self-assessment? Have you discovered the gifts that God's put in you and given you? And are you using those gifts to serve others? I think this for me was what first stood out. It's my area for improvement, if you like, the bit that I found a bit itchy when we were going through it. Because I find sober self-assessment really hard. I tend to judge myself from a place of emotion. When I'm feeling great, I'm great. But probably more so when I'm feeling a bit rubbish, when I'm feeling a bit low. I never come out well. So sober judgment was something that the Lord was really prodding me on. And I love doing all the gifts tests and character tests that we can do. The Real You assessment that we sent out was brilliant. Except that for me, I'm never quite sure if the outcome is accurate. Because I can do them 3 times over 3 days, and each time it's different because I'm answering in accordance with how I'm feeling that day. And so having sober self-assessment is crucial to us operating fully and powerfully in the gifts that God has given to each of us. And so this is my challenge. And I'd set aside time with God, an afternoon in Costa Coffee, and it was like, right, I'm going to be calm, I'm going to be relaxed, and I'm ready to listen to God and discover what he has given me and where he wants me to serve best. I'll share more a little bit about that with you later, but for now, let's move on. Serving in love. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love and honour one another above yourselves. And then finally, number 5, have a supernatural response to evil. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Don't repay anyone evil for evil. Don't take revenge. My dear friends, leave room for God's wrath. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And this was my comfort zone. I don't know about you, but I sit totally comfortably in this. And I was actually really excited for this session. Couldn't wait to hear what Anthony was going to say. And it's like every time I feel uncomfortable, I'll bounce back to this one and just sit here for a bit. Spiritual warfare is my comfort zone. Let's get our swords out. Let's set people free. Let's overcome evil with good. However, it was time for me to step out of my comfort zone. So as I said, I booked in some time to dig in with the Lord, and I was actually really looking forward to seeing what he would show me. But he started speaking about a week or so before I met him that day in Costa. I was driving to work and planning this preach and just chatting with him and thinking about our places of discomfort, the bits we skim read in the Bible, the bits we skip past and just kind of get to the bits we like. And I was getting excited for what I would share with you about my sober self-assessment experience. And Holy Spirit started to speak to me really clearly. He said, there's another place first we need to talk about. I'm like, is there? Yeah. And you've not just breezed past this, Holly. You've not just skim read. You've totally leapfrogged over it for years. I was like, which one? Like, surely not, Lord. I'm sure it's this. And he said, the first one, surrender. Wait, what? But I'm fully surrendered to you, Lord. I'll do whatever you ask me to do. I'll serve you always. I'll go wherever you want me to go. Am I holding back? What am I holding back? And I felt like I'd started to unravel a little bit because I knew he was touching something in me that was there, but I'd kind of ignored for a long time. Where am I holding back? And then the words, living sacrifice. And at that moment, I totally braced myself. I was like, because I knew exactly what he meant. And I was way out of my comfort zone. And I knew he was right. I'm like, Lord, I want to offer myself as a living sacrifice. I don't want to hold anything back from you. I want to be fully in. Why am I holding back, Holy Spirit? And he said, because you think I might destroy you. He said, you think if you bring yourself to the altar as a living sacrifice, as an offering to me, I will reject you and that would destroy you. And there it was. Truth. The actual root of why I find self-assessment so hard is right there. The deep, debilitating, ingrained fear of rejection. The rejection from other people. Always feeling like I'm just not good enough. And why I always judge myself negatively. And now the exposure of my secret fear that God might just reject me too. and what was buried deep in the pit of me, deeply ingrained in my thinking and feeling and behaviour, what I'd learned to manage pretty well over the years, he brought to light that day. And he said, it's time to deal with this. And then from that day, Jesus began some really deep transformational healing in me about my perspectives, about my mindsets, beliefs that I got wrong about him, lies that I'd believed about him and who he is. And so over the next week or so, we talked and cried a lot. And then fast forward a few days to my Costa date. And by this point, I'm even more ready for my sober self-assessment. I felt totally safe with him. I felt he's not going to reject me. I knew this. He taught me this about who he was and that he was safe for me to come to. So I was really prepared for my sober self-assessment. And I'm there in Costa already. Had my coffee, my journal, my Bible, my coloured pens. I even had an 8-step programme to changing our mindsets that had popped up on my Facebook feed that week. I was like, this is going to be great. I'm going to do this with the Lord. Okay, here I am. Show me, Lord. Whatever you want to show me today. Talk to me about the gifts that you've given me. Show me where I can serve you. Wherever you want me to be, I'll be there. My agenda with him, renewing my mind and sober self-assessment. His agenda with me that day was, we're not done with step one. So here I am, working my way through my 8-step program to renewing my mind. Step two, envisage yourself as God sees you. Okay. Lord, I know you love me and I know you're not going to reject me. So whatever you want to say to me today, it's all good. Show me exactly what you want to see. My gifts, where you want me to serve and the things that you want me to change about me, the things about me that are just not like you. I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready for you to show me that. I want to change and I'll just write whatever comes to my mind first. And I waited. And then what unfolded before me was not an inventory of my good and bad. It wasn't even my gifts, wasn't my wins and my faults and my failures to be sorted out. He didn't show me all the places where I'm not like him. What he showed me that day was all the things about me that are like him, the way that he's created me in his image, all the things about who I am in him. And it was a revelation. I'd read these scriptures time and time again about who I am in Christ and memorized the truths. But I never heard them from him to me until that day. And he spoke. And all of those things completely changed me. He showed me my identity in Christ. I won't go into any more detail about what he did show me and all the amazing things, because that's my story. And it's not about me. But I just want to tell you that in bringing transformation, Holy Spirit took me on a journey that I just did not expect. A journey of discovery of who he is in truth and who I am in him in truth. And for all of us, it starts here. It starts with who he is and who we are in him. This is the place from which all the other things that we've looked at flow naturally and supernaturally. From here, surrender is the natural posture. We can come fully to the altar and offer ourselves as living sacrifice, because there, in view of his mercy, we are already holy and already pleasing in his sight. We can be separate from the world, and that's the most comfortable place. Because as children of God, as supernatural followers of Jesus, we are called, chosen, set apart, filled with Holy Spirit and power. We don't fit the world. We fit the kingdom. And as I discovered, we can know fully and embrace our gifts with humility and love, seeing ourselves in the truth of who God has made us to be and serving him with what he has given us. And that is so powerful. And finally, our supernatural response to evil, love. Loving our enemies. It all starts with him. It all starts with seeing God and knowing him for who he is. Then seeing ourselves as he's made us to be and walking in our full identity and authority in Christ. And then seeing others just as he's made them, including our enemies. We overcome evil as Jesus overcame evil. with love. And so at the end of this talk, at the end of our series and our time together in this, I just want to invite you to join me right back where it all starts, to come just as you are, to bring your whole self as an offering to the Lord, holding nothing back. He sees you, he loves you right now, just as you are, and he wants all of you. And so, from the words of Paul, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your whole bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is our true and proper worship.